Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here on a Friday. Let's kick off that weekend just a bit early. And we've had all the doom and gloom this week. We need that escape. That's why you listen to this show. We need to take 40 minutes and just talk about the places we love, the things we like to do. And today, we're going to kind of celebrate the St. Patrick's Day holiday a bit early by talking about the luckiest things that have ever happened to us on a Disney trip. We're going to have lots of feedback from our listeners. Scotty G's joining Ricky and myself, and we're going to have a good time and put a smile on your face, or at least do the best job that we can to help you have a great start to your weekend. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, or even a trip with Adventures by Disney, please help support the show and book with an agent here at the Magic for Less. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. They have lots of great trip planning tools, awesome pictures of all the Walt Disney World resorts. You can see all the itineraries for the Disney Cruise Line. It's all there for you in one great spot. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. It's probably going to be me, especially if you mentioned you heard him here on the Be Our Guest podcast. So please support the show and support the folks who keep us going. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you do that online shopping, please help support everything we do here on the podcast. Click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits and it costs you nothing extra. And it really goes a long way to supporting what we do. So please use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1616 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Let's make this a great weekend straight ahead. I know there's been a lot of doom and gloom in the news this past week, and we're here to help you escape. We're not going to think about that stuff. We're going to actually go in the opposite direction. We're going to talk about lucky happenings down at Walt Disney World or on Disney vacations that we've been lucky enough to experience here in the past. We've gotten lots and lots of feedback from our listeners over on the Facebook page. I was expecting a few, you know, 4 or 5 comments. 75 is the time we're recording, and it's only been up for a couple of hours. You guys are awesome, so you needed some good news. And let me just point you in the right direction. So if it's a Friday and you're at the office Friday morning, and you know, maybe some your coworker has CNN on or something that's the world's ending. Okay, turn it off and then just go to facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. Find the thread that has my family with a cast member standing in front of guest relations at the studios. And it kind of looks like I have a Mickey hand in my right hand, but it's not. It's a sticker on the window. It looks weird, though. I didn't notice it until somebody pointed it out. Read the comments, and more importantly, all because it's the good news, man. It is good stuff. And look at the pictures there of all these magical things our listeners have got to experience. It'll put a smile on your face. We're going to share some of that on today's show. But we just want to bring some good news and some good thoughts into the world, because that's why you listen to podcasts, I hope, to escape all the crazy stuff in the regular news. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and TouringPlans.com and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Friday. What's going on?
Happy Friday, and it is a happy Friday because supposedly, hopefully, as of this recording, I will be going down to Walt Disney World tonight. So, I'm excited to head back to Disney to finally get to experience Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, as well as get to take part in some of the fun with the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. It really is the most beautiful time to be in Walt Disney World, so I am ready to see some of that gorgeousness and have a really good time. So make sure you're following along with the Be Our Guest podcast on all of our socials sites, so that way you can have a little bit of Disney magic this weekend, because I think, like I said, we all need just a little bit of extra magic.
So and you know what? Here's the thing, too. I'm excited that you're going down, because I think a lot of people want to see what's going on at Walt Disney World now. So, you know, it's like crowd wise, what's going on with, you know, just what the parks and the resort overall is like. So give that follow. Check it out this weekend on our Facebook page, on the social, on the Twitter, the Instagram. And, you know, because we have flower and garden going on. That's what we'd normally be talking about, getting all excited about that. We're going to review that because you're going down to check it out, so we can do a review next week. And, of course, you got a new attraction, e-ticket, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So spoiler-free kind of thoughts on that next week, too.
Yes, of course, because I'm trying to be spoiler-free right now. So, you know, the hope is to be spoiler-free for you all, too. So we shall see how it goes. But, yeah, looking forward to just a great weekend at Disney. So.
All right. So, man, I definitely will, because after this week, we all need something to escape, and I'm going to be following along on your trip, and I'm going to be reading more of these comments. So, again, the thread has already started. We have like over 75 comments in the first few hours to put it out there. But as you hear today's show, add some magical stuff that's happened to you on your trips, and we'll just kind of all have this resource. When you need to have some magic, drop by the Facebook page, read through this thread, and look at these adorable pictures. There's one of our listeners, we're going to get to that comment, but her daughter looking out of the stained glass windows and Cinderella Castle at the fireworks. I mean, it melts your heart. That's like, I mean, you talk about why we go to places like Walt Disney World. Yep. That picture epitomizes, you know, why we travel to these locations. Absolutely. And spend the money that we do. All right, so let's hop in to the luckiest things that have happened, kind of going along with St. Patrick's Day next week a little bit early. Ricky, give us something that's happened that was surprising and that you happened upon, and it's going to stay in your heart forever. Something special that happened to you at Walt Disney World.
So besides getting engaged.
Yeah, besides that, because we've heard that story a ton of times, so we get it. Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
Got it. You know, it's really interesting because I actually, in a weird way, I don't get a lot of surprises at Walt Disney World. You know, a lot of people talk about like how they have like room upgrades they were surprised with. You know, we've heard people get surprised with, you know, grand villas or, you know, like, and things like that. And like, I've never really been surprised by things. Matter of fact, you know, the one time when I actually had the opportunity to be surprised by something was when we went for A Year of a Million Dreams and you got the stupid lanyard and I, who was right behind you, did not. So, like, I always seem to miss the, like, big surprises, the big, like, lucky things. Like, literally, I missed that. That was so lucky and I missed it. But I'm going to say two things. One, you know, as a thing that I've gotten, you know, I have gotten, you know, some, like one time when I was at Hollywood Studios, it was my birthday. I was wearing a birthday pin and they gifted me with a Olaf cupcake, which was very, very sweet of them. They did not have to do that. It was because it was my birthday that they did that. So that was very nice. And it's just something like that, you know, small little magical things that don't necessarily cost Disney a lot of money, but it, look, I am talking about it, so I guess that is lucky. But I don't usually have a lot of major things that happen to me. I think the biggest major thing, and you know, Mike, you and I have kind of talked about this before, is that we really are just lucky to be there. Yes. You know, that's kind of how I feel about the whole situation. Is I'm lucky that I get to have the opportunity to go down as often as I do. You know, like, I know that it's unusual that I, you know, go down, you know, every other month or so. You know, like, I get that that's super lucky to be able to have the opportunity to get to do. I get that it's super lucky that I get to go on Disney cruises and experience the world that way. I get that it's super lucky that I was able to visit Disneyland Paris. You know, like, I'm well aware that I've experienced some very lucky things that, you know, are not necessarily like big grand gesture type things, but they're lucky in their own right. So that's really how I see luck. You know, I see it in the everyday things, and every day at Disney is kind of a lucky day for me, no matter what kind of Disney experience that I'm having.
Totally. I mean, because so many people dream of that. I mean, you know, I saw that when I taught elementary school in a very low socioeconomic area, that, you know, here I was going to Walt Disney World a few times a year, and my students, if they were lucky, might get to go once in their life. You know, they're always asking, what's it like to meet Mickey Mouse? You know, it was the basic things. You know, it wasn't like, you know, because we get all caught up as Disney fans talking about, well, which moderate's better, you know, and that kind of stuff, which, I mean, that's what we do because we're invested. This is our thing. And that's awesome. That's why we have this awesome community. But then when you take it down to, like, you know, they just want to know, like, is Mickey Mouse tall? You know, like, I mean, the basic questions, like, and then you got to put it in perspective, like, oh, wow, I'm lucky because, you know, I'll meet Mickey Mouse three times on a trip. you know, and it's exactly. something that they can't even understand, you know, so that kind of stuff. So and you mentioned something, too, that I think is very important is we read through our comments this afternoon, looking at some of the lucky things happening to our listeners many, many times. It was not a monetary thing. It wasn't a tangible thing. It was an experience that a cast member pointed out in, you know, danced with somebody on Main Street, or it wasn't, they weren't giving away like some high dollar type thing. It was more like you got to have an experience where you got to ride in the front of a monorail back in the day. I love that.
I got to do that.
Oh,
yeah,
me too. And you got, but I mean, I got a little monorail pilot's license. I treasure that. It's a business card is all it really is. And yes. I have a sticker, like little like monorail wings, you know, that was a sticker. Still in my underwear drawer. I love it. You know, it's like I'm never going to get rid of that. That's where you put treasured things if you're a man.
Well, it's in my underwear drawer, but okay. Thank you for sharing.
If you want to rob me, that's where you rob me because that's where all my treasures get stored. anyways, I probably shouldn't say that, but that's what you do. Okay, so then again, I say that there's no monetary value, but one of the things I remember, and I've told the story real quick, like the biggest surprise, the most thing that's like shocked me in my heart was last year we went to upgrade those annual passes. The girls needed them. Mine was good. Pam's was good. But we needed to get Mallory and Paige upgraded to their annual passes. They had Magic Your Way tickets. And I was dreading this. I waited till the end of the trip. I shouldn't have waited, but I did. And so we go to the booth over at the studios outside the park. I go up there and I'm just ready to just hand my credit card and just like, just don't even tell me the cost. I don't want to know. Two annual passes. And the girl's like, oh, you know, how are you? You guys having a good trip? Like, love it. Always have a good trip. Always so much fun. Love it. It's my last day on my college program. Like, that's cool, you know, and I asked her about it, where she went to college and stuff like that. And, you know, what was her favorite thing down here? And I said, you know, this one right here, my Paige, I wish she would have done the college program so I could have an excuse to come down here and see her. And she'd have loved it because she's a Disney fan, but she didn't. It's like, you know what? I get to do one cool thing on my last. You're my last family. It's the end of my last shift on my last day. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. And she's like, I get to do something cool. I'm like, well, that's really cool. What's she gonna do? Like sing a song or, you know, I'm like, I don't know what that means. She's like,
okay.
She's like, I am comping those annual passes. I'm like, clear. Ka-chish, you know, I'm like having a heart attack right there. Like, where's the defibrillator? And am I being punked? Because I'm sure I'm being punked. Like Len Testa or Ricky or somebody is like in the wings watching me and they're gonna be like, psych.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm thinking, you know, I'm making the calculations like, okay, we're having peanut butter and jelly for 7 months and 3 days, but we'll have annual passes. No, they did. She was so sweet. She comped them. We had to fill out a piece of paper. Boom, the annual passes were there. Of course, we was like, you got to come out, man. You're part of the family now. We got to get a picture with you. I got to prove this. And so that's the picture that's on the Facebook page. So you have the story behind that.
Awesome.
You know, so that was a monetary thing, but I'm like I got to ride in the front of the monorail. Another great thing, you know, just that experience. I remember one night, lucky thing that happened. This was when Paige was little and we shouldn't have done it. We're bad parents, but everybody's a bad parent at some point at Walt Disney World. It was a summer and it was hot. Paige was probably like 7 or 8. It was probably like 1 in the morning. Remember when the Magic Kingdom in the summer would have extra magic hours to like 3? I mean, like,
yeah,
insane.
Park was actually late. Open late.
Yes,
Bob Chapek.
Yes, no. Till 3. So you know, we're idiots. We're like trying to go till 3 with a 7-year-old. That's stupid. Like that was dumb. So anyway, we're getting ready to ride Small World, and the girl's melting down. I mean, you know what? It's like probably midnight. We've probably been going all day. It's hot. She was supposed to be melting down. She's a 7-year-old girl. So we're in line for Small World. And I don't know why we had to ride Small World at midnight, but I mean, we were young and yeah, why not? Exactly. We were there. So one of the cast members see that she's having a rough time and they ask her if she wants to have a magical moment. And so they actually filled out, they had like certificates, like it's, you know, what's your name? And, you know, it said magical moment at the top, put the date. And she got to go up in that little booth above Small World and like got to wave to the boats going out for like 10 minutes. How cool is that? Like, that didn't cost anything. But, like, she's 23 now, and I still remember that night. It saved the rest of the night. It saved our bad parenting is what it did. Some cast member paying attention, like, bailed us out. So I love that stuff.
It's bad parenting moments. Good job.
Totally. I've had a lot of them. And you just can't help it because you just want to have fun. But you push your kids too hard. So I get it. All right. So, Ricky, go into the Facebook and pull out a few that you see because I don't have it up right this second because of the live stream. And I'm trying to feed everything here, but give us some of our listeners' best moments and luckiest things happened down at Walt Disney World.
Well, I like this one because it's something that we can't do anymore. So Kara says on her third trip to Disney World, there's a special event at MGM for the Goosebumps book series, which is why I bring this up, because not a lot of people know that, yes, Goosebumps was something that they had at Walt Disney World, really? Even though it wasn't a Disney like property, huh. That kind of thing. They had a few unusual things like Goosebumps. They also had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles there.
Didn't they have the Powerpuff Girls? Or no, that was just the pink Ninja Turtles. No, that was the... Who was the Powerpuff Girls? Power Rangers. That was it. The pink one. Yeah. Paige loved that person. They had the Power Rangers there.
So they had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I know, because I met them, and they also had this Goosebumps book series thing, and it was a limited time stage show that was running with a bunch of the monsters from the books, Kara was one of the two kids that were selected to be in the show the morning that they were there, and she got to see how all the magic tricks worked and to scare off the monsters. Sweet. And it was one of the coolest things that ever happened to her, and she has like a photographic evidence of this, and like it's so cool, also creepy, because like it's actually the Goosebumps like characters. I didn't know these things existed, but that would have been terrifying at that point. I'm just saying, like, yeah, if you like remember Goosebumps as a kid, like some of those things were absolutely terrifying. The one like ventriloquist looks a lot like the ventriloquist that were in Toy Story 4, which is kind of why I thought that movie was a little creepy in that regard, because I'm like, why didn't you put in the Goosebumps looking thing? But anyway, so yeah, that's really cool though.
That is, you know, I think too, like, okay, there's two types of people, and we're doing a podcast, so we're kind of extroverted, but the introverts, this would be like a nightmare, not a lucky thing. But like, you know, when you get to be part of the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular, I think it's like every dad's dream to get up there and be, you know, up there and get, you know, Pelkey takes a swing at you, you know, he wants to knock you out or something. You're up on the stage dressed like a commoner in Egypt. I love just the opportunity to be a part of the show. And I'm trying to think other places like Ohana, you might get up and do like a dance or something. You know, there's opportunities to kind of be a part, more back in the day than now, but to kind of be a part of the show. And I think that's something you always remember. So what else we have, Ricky? I love Goosebumps, though. I mean, the studios was weird back in the day.
Super weird. Yeah, Goosebumps. You had giant Muppet characters, yes, which I also got to meet. And not a lot of people know about. I actually have photographs that I need to scan in that are me meeting the, you know, Muppets, giant Muppets. Like, yeah, they were kind of creepy. You had Dick Tracy, Double Diamond Dash or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but yeah, that there, like, it was crazy bonkers things at Hollywood Studios back in the day. Like, everybody thinks that there's crazy bonkers things now. No. There were definitely some weird things. All right. So Brenda Rothstein says that 2 years ago, I had a half a day alone at Walt Disney World on my birthday. I lived my best life and did the Marceline to Magic Kingdom tour and then had brunch at California Grill. A couple sitting near me at brunch noticed that I was alone and saw my birthday pin and generously used their leftover dining plan credits to pay for... That's insane. That's awesome. That's so cool.
My next trip that I go down solo, I'm just going to wear a birthday button. Even though my birthday is around Thanksgiving, it'll be April, and I'm wearing a birthday button and sitting there by myself like, I'm here on my birthday by myself. Can I get a credit? Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not above that. Just kidding. Go ahead. Give us another. Funny. This is awesome because this is just fun stuff. We're not getting to the bad news. This is the good stuff right here. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. So Jen says, in the spring of 2003, I went to Disney World for the first time ever with a group of friends. A few of us had just graduated college or were getting ready to graduate and wanted to do something different, something fun for spring break. Travel was a little different back then since we were in somewhat of a travel recession, and all that to say the parks were not that incredibly busy because of that. We rode Tower of Terror without much of a wait and decided to ride it again and again and again. And I should probably add that it wasn't as randomized back then as it is now. So there was a set number of ride experiences, which we all, you know, those of us who've been to Disney for a long period of time remember when that happened. After going through the line several times, a cast member decided that there was one set of drops and lifts that we hadn't experienced yet, and they took us to the freight elevator to a private car to ride it so that they got to experience the set of drops that they hadn't gotten to see. So that was kind of cool too.
That cast member's paying attention.
Yeah, I know, right? Well,
how much you want to bet it was a male cast member if it was a bunch of college girls?
Hey,
just saying. He's probably like, can I get your phone number? Just saying.
So, All right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Megan says, we're full of lucky stories. On my grandparents' 60th anniversary trip during our celebratory dinner at the Turf Club, our servers brought out a cake, balloons, and a card for them. This was our last vacation with my grandpa, and he was battling Alzheimer's at the time. But he really did enjoy the big celebration. Well, that's very sweet, actually, that happened. On our honeymoon at Port Orleans Riverside, we were surprised after a day in the parks with Mr. and Mrs. Muggs, chocolates, and a card signed by Mickey and Minnie waiting on our table, which is also very sweet. And then this past trip in November, a cast member gave my mom and I free coffee. So there you go. Multiple.
Free Joe. Cool. That's what I've noticed, because I saw like at least three people that got free coffee. And I mean, free coffee is a big deal. I don't drink coffee, but apparently, man, you get a Starbucks in your hand and like the world, like you're whistling down Main Street USA for a month.
No, this is definitely true. That is absolutely 100% as someone who frequents Starbucks. So, yeah, that's true. I'm all good.
All right.
All right. Patrick says, on our last trip, it was our daughter's 5th birthday. As we were waiting to meet Mickey, a cast member walked by and started to talk to my daughter about her birthday, what she was most excited about. Toward the end of the conversation, this cast member asked my daughter if she believed in magic, to which she answered yes. She then took her by the hand and had us follow her. We were not only allowed to meet Mickey, but Tinkerbell and Minnie and Daisy, all while being accompanied by this amazing cast member who brought us to the front of each line. I wish I could remember her name, but she was so awesome, and we still talk about that to this day.
I love stuff like that, because again, it's not a monetary thing. It's an experience, and just... even if you get to feel like a VIP for 5 minutes on a Disney trip, you'll remember that for 15 years. I truly believe that. I mean, just to cut the line once, and I know, you know, that everything needs to be fair, but when a cast member just notices something and gives you something just a little bit out of the ordinary, doesn't have to be a thing. Like you said, just to get to meet the extra characters, go to the front line, don't wait. That is so awesome that cast member, and this is why I love cast members. And we have for 12 years here, tried to always give love to the cast members who make the magic for us, and we appreciate them so very much. And just, you know, I think this thread, in a way, it's about lucky things that have happened to us as Disney fans, but it's also a celebration of cast members that have made that magic for us.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. I mean, without the cast members, you know, a lot of the lucky things wouldn't happen, because they have the opportunity to make a little extra magic or do a little extra something to just make somebody's trip that much better. So, totally. And thank goodness Disney allows cast members the opportunity to be able to do that. Totally. Not a lot of companies do. So that's good. Yep. All right. You ready for the next one?
I am. I love this stuff.
All right. Rob says, in 2011, we were at Epcot for my wife's birthday during Rope Drop. My wife and daughter went to go on the Soarin' side of Future World to grab fast passes for Soarin' back in the day when you had to
remember
grab
that. Fast passes. Yep.
While my son and I were on the Mouseketeer side to head to Mission Space, we were going to meet up at Test Track afterwards. I was talking to a cast member when a Test Track cast member came over and said he liked my hat, which is Donald Duck's butt and his feet made up of ears. He asked where we were from, and after applying Virginia, he said if we would like to be the family of the day. So, of course, I said, sure. We walked over to grab my wife and my daughter, and we had no idea what was going on, and we opened the park. We had our pictures taken with the Fab Five, and we're driven to Test Track, where we were the first ones to ride. We got sent through a second time, and we were then escorted off the ride to get a free ride photo. Then we were given 2 fast passes for any attraction, plus priority seating for eliminations. Thinking everything was done, my son and I were escorted to Mission Space and given a tour of the control room behind the glass in the queue, and asked to sign the day planner on the desk and taken to the front of the line to ride.
That's awesome. That's like an all day thing. That is so cool.
Right? Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. How many people, again, can say that they've been in the control room of Mission Space? I mean, that doesn't happen very often. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just one of the really cool things that gets to happen. So,
you know what, too? The lesson to be learned here is to wear the Donald Duck butt hat as much as possible.
That's true.
It opens doors.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. You have one. Okay, so speaking of that, I got to throw another one in. If you have another one, I need to throw it in too. So, first podcast cruise. Okay, so back in, when was that? 2011? We took the first one?
Yes.
We started the show in 2008.
No.
Might have been 2009. It's always an odd number year, and this would be the sixth one. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not going to change the story. So, anyway, Been wanting to do this forever. You know, the show's relatively new at that point. You know, I mean, we're not long in the tooth, the graveyards like we are nowadays. So first podcast cruise, I have no idea how this is going to go, you know, but we've been planning this thing for months and months and months. And, you know, people are starting to show up at Port Canaveral. We're getting in the terminal. I'm meeting a lot of people for the very first time. You know, we've talked forever on social media, have, you know, gotten lots of feedback, email and stuff, but, you know, we're hugging and stuff in the port, in the terminal there. And I'll tell you what, I was sweating bullets. I mean, I am not kidding, because I was so nervous that, you know, I was so excited. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, it's one of those things like, you know, we're going on a cruise together. I want everybody to have the time of their lives. And we have this live show planned. We have all these special events for our listeners planned. And, you know, I don't really know how it's going to go. You know, we've done a few of these now, so I'm not so nervous about it, because I kind of know how things work out in the end. But this time, no idea. So I am literally like trying to keep my cool, meeting everybody, trying to be, you know, cool and calm. And I'm just like so nervous. I'm about to get sick. I am no kid. This is honest to God. I was so nervous. I was about to pass out, because I wanted everybody to have such a good time. And the expectation was so high in my mind. I couldn't handle it. So anyway, we're milling about getting ready to get on the ship. You know, it takes forever because you're so excited. Just let me on the ship. I just want to start the trip. And somehow, and I think Forrester had something to do with this. I think Pam did this. I don't know, because it could have been random. It could have been, because the cast member that checked us in for the cruise was from St. Louis. I saw on her badge. And so we struck up a conversation. Yeah, we're from St. Louis. Da, da, da. So it could have been that too. But we got picked as the family of the day, got to stand under those big Mickey ears. And like, that was the coolest thing. But I mean, My armpits are probably all sweaty. Like, I was a mess. I was just like, this is the coolest thing ever. We're family of the day, first on the ship. But I was so nervous. And it kind of did, like, kick the cruise off in the best way possible. I was so excited. It was the best thing ever. The first cruise was still the best cruise, because everything was new. But getting to be the first on the ship, on top of being there with our listeners and our family members and stuff, it was just so cool. I'll never, ever forget that. But it was, like, the perfect time, because it kind of distracted me from wanting to find a trash can and just puke, because I was so nervous. You know, like it was like a sporting event. It was bad. I was so scared. But it was all great. Our listeners were awesome. It was nothing to be scared of. I just had expectations out the roof. So I remember that. If you had anything kind of like that, where it was like a good timing for something to happen for you?
Gosh, you know, the only thing I can think is, you know, one time we were, I guess, walking into the Magic Kingdom. I don't exactly know how it happened, but somehow we were getting our photo pass photo taken, and the cast member that we were talking to that did our photos or something like that said, here, I'm going to allow you to get a free, photo that you can go print out. We walked over to the photo station in Town Square. And so we got to print out a free photo, which was kind of cool. And then also, because we were there, we were talking to the cast members, and they gave us a fast pass for the opportunity to go meet Tinkerbell, which was kind of cool too. So, like, again, something that we weren't expecting, doesn't cost Disney much, but it was the cast members being able to give us a little pixie dust and just provide something that we really weren't expecting to have.
Absolutely. You know, I know that this was mentioned more than once in the thread. I don't know if you're going to get to one of these or not, because I know we can't hit everybody's. But it was the opportunity where folks might not have been able to experience an attraction, but then a fellow guest, this is back in the Legacy Fastpass days, they would gift a Fastpass to a family. And I remember that, because it happened both ways, and it felt like it was kind of a karma thing. Like, when you were leaving the Magic Kingdom, if I had a few Fastpasses for Space or for Splash or Big Thunder or something, you know, we just got tired. We weren't going to use them. You'd see a family coming in. They're all excited. You'd always watch. Like, if we had three, we'd always be looking for a group of three. You know, that was kind of the game we played. If we had four, we're looking for a family of four. And we'd gift those. And it was fun, because it made us feel good that they didn't go to waste. And that family's day was made. And many times we'd be with the family walking in, and somebody'd be like, hey, you want to ride Space? I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like what you learned not to do in elementary school as a kid. Like, don't take candy from strangers. But shoot, I'm taking fast passes from anybody. So I know that was mentioned a lot, but it was so cool to see that happen. I wish we could still do that.
I actually had the opportunity to do that, which was one of the coolest things that I was able to do. This was right after Pandora opened. And it was, you know, when the lines for Flight of Passage were 3-4 hours long. And I would somehow had the ability, I got some child swap passes. And so, I went through the line, and I found some guests. I had four of them, actually. So I got to ride Flight of Passage four times was kind of what I had. And so I went through the line, and I found people, because I think I could only take two people at a time when I did this. And so I went and found people in line that were near the very end of the line. So they were going to be waiting, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours for Flight of Passage. And so I told them, you know, hey, I have these extra passes. How would you like to come with me and ride the attraction now? You know, not wait 4 hours. And keep in mind, this was the day before New Year's Eve too. So like they were definitely waiting 4 hours for this. And the look of appreciation on all of their faces, was just incredible. First of all, people were like, no, like this is like a scam, you know, kind of like you said, or, you know, something along those lines of there was a bit of hesitation at first. And then when I kind of convinced them of no, I promise you, like, I have this ability, let's go. You're not gonna have to wait 4 hours for this attraction. And then just the thankfulness that they had, you know. Matter of fact, I took pictures with each and every one of those people, because I wanted to make sure that celebrated the fact that they got to go on the attraction, and you know, I wanted to remember who they were. And so that was kind of a cool thing. And I know that I posted one on, I posted it on Instagram, and somebody who knew one of the people that I took on the attraction, and they tagged their, I think their wife, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is your family.
That's hilarious.
So it was kind of hilarious too. But yeah, I was just able to make some magic, just, you know, and help people who didn't have to wait 4 hours for Flight of Passage, which is really cool.
I love when guests can do that for the guests. Like, I know in the thread, I don't have the name, but I read it earlier this afternoon. Somebody was, they weren't going to be able to make their Be Our Guest reservation, and they gave that reservation to another couple that they would have been turned away, and they got to have that meal. So I love reading that. You guys are awesome when you give stuff away like that and make magic for other guests. We don't have to say that. I mean, our listeners are awesome, but when you do things like that, you change people's vacations and their perception of a Disney vacation, because you are very generous with what you have, you know, the dining credits and so forth. So Ricky, read another one. What else we got?
I mean, there are, like you said, there are so many. So Justin Parker says, this past February, my oldest daughter mentioned that wanting to see the 3 o'clock parade at 2:55 as we got off Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So we take off for the front of the castle. And as we make our way over to the bridge into Liberty Square, a cast member stops us and asks if we're looking for a place to watch the parade. We said yes, fully acknowledging our lack of planning and timing. He then says, no worries, come this way. Boom. VIP seating near the bridge, where all the characters only focus on us as they go by. Pixie dust at its finest, which is really awesome.
I know exactly where Justin sat, because back in the day, a bunch of us from Space Camp went down over the 4th of July because we were closed that week and we needed something to do because we're all away from home. And a couple of the people that worked at Space Camp were also part-time cast members at seasonal cast members at Walt Disney World. And so they pulled some strings. We got to sit on that bench on the bridge right there. And it is awesome, man, because the characters do. Like, every character comes by, like, blows you a kiss. You know, or waves.
Yes.
Whatever. It was awesome. I know. It was so cool. I'm with Justin. That was so cool. I'm glad it happened.
Yep. That's so cool. So, all right. Carrie says, we were shopping for sunglasses at Big Top Souvenirs on the first day of our trip. A cast member came over and asked us how our trip was going and saw my son's first time button on. He asked us to follow him for a behind-the-scenes tour of the Storybook Circus. He and a group of cast members took us to each of the four photo stops and then took pictures of our family at each location. A location at the end of the tour, they came out, photo pass photographers, along with Minnie, Daisy, Goofy, and Donald. We got to interact with the characters for about 10 minutes, and they took photos the whole time. Oh. It was amazing to start off my son's first trip. That's awesome. That's so cool.
The only issue with that is, like, if that's your first trip, you think that happens all the time. Just kidding. No, it's awesome that it happens.
That's really cool. Yeah. So
I love it.
All right. Mackenzie says, I took my daughter to Disneyland for the first time when she was 6 years old. It was a huge deal for me. Like, I look forward to this day the way most girls think of their wedding day. Bravo, Mackenzie. I think the rest of us kind of feel the same way on our first trip to Disneyland. So on our last day, we went into California Adventure for extra magic hours and asked a PhotoPass photographer in Cars Land to take our photo. While I was having her scan my card, another photographer took my daughter to the side so that we could So, hold on. Took my daughter to the side so that they could pretty up my birthday button. Then that photographer said, I recognize you guys. I saw you here yesterday. And then she took us on a photo shoot all over Cars Land and even took photos of us riding Meteor's Junkyard Jamboree. I can't properly express my gratitude to her. I did my best and cast compliment, but I hope she knows I'll never forget her. That is awesome. Like, the fact that they just, again, went and followed them around and did just like this mini photo shoot. Again, didn't have to do anything like that, but the fact that they did, that's super special as well. That's
really
cool.
And the cast member paid attention. Like, that's the cool thing. Like, you know, you think, I mean, because think about how many people pass through by a cast member at like an attraction at Disneyland. I mean, it's thousands and thousands every day. That's cool that they saw the opportunity to make that magic. And a good point. When you have the opportunity to throw out a cast compliment, you know, hashtag cast compliment to at WDW today, do it. Because I've done that a few times, and I've seen them go out and give that person a certificate, get a picture. And that's, you know, hey, think about what they feel, you know, because they're doing their job. They're just trying to do the best they can. And when you get any job, you know, shoot, when I get a good email saying, thank you know, somebody comes back from a trip, had a great time, that means the world to me. Like, I'm so glad that what I'm doing helped them have a slightly better trip. I hope that they got to have what they were looking for. And, you know, I had a minivan driver that we sent a cast compliment out. They went out, found the guy, got a picture with the certificate. Loved it. Yep. You know, and a person at Pecos Bills, this worker. So, yeah, definitely throw those cast compliments out there.
Absolutely, 100%. And it matters. I mean, I can't tell you how, you know, having had a cast member brother at one time, like, I can tell you so much that it matters, those cast compliments. So if you do have a moment that you really want to call out a cast member for in a positive way, please make sure you go to guest relations and let them know, or hashtag the cast compliment, because it means so, so much to the cast members. So, yeah.
All right, more. All right. I need more.
Okay, Beth, she says, my daughter, who was 9 at the time, and I were staying with a friend at Contemporary Club level in a standard room. I know, pretty nice as it was. Well, they upgraded us to a 1-bedroom. Oh my gosh, I thought my daughter's head was going to explode. If you've not seen one of these rooms, you have 2 full bathrooms, a full kitchen, a dining room, 2 terraces in the living room area, and 1 in the bedroom. We had a view of the lake and sat outside to watch the electrical water pageant. One night. That is so awesome that Disney just was like, here, we're gonna upgrade your room. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen all the time,
no.
Trust me, but when it does, it's super special. So
I'm not leaving if I get that room. I'm calling squatters rights, and you're gonna have to call the Orange County cops to get me out of there, because it's so cool. And I know another listener talked about that happening at the Grand Floridian, where they got the Roy Disney suite. And what they mentioned was, see if you can find who that was if you see it there, but they mentioned, like, it really did kind of change their trip, because think about it. I mean, like, when you get that once in a lifetime opportunity, you know, you're not going to be in the Magic Kingdom every hour of the trip, because you want to be able to spend time in this luxurious accommodation that you'll probably never have the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, here, Courtney says they got upgraded from All-Star Music to Saratoga Springs. Can you imagine going that bump? Like, All-Stars to Saratoga? That's a big bump right there.
And I saw somebody else, same kind of thing, where they were heading, I think, on Magical Express. I thought they were going to, like, sports or music, and they ended up at French Quarter. They got upgraded there, so there you go.
That's awesome. That's so great. Speaking of, you know, going to board Magical Express, Christopher says, in 2018, me and my mom were walking down that long hallway to board Magical Express, but before they checked in, a cast member approached us and asked if it was just the two of them in their party and what resort they were staying at. He said yes, and that they were headed to Pop Century, and she said she had a special opportunity for transportation and took them out to a minivan to take them to Walt Disney World. I kept waiting for her to let us know that it would be $150 plus two. Well, we got a complimentary minivan trip courtesy of Disney.
we got that actually a couple years ago too. Our whole family of 4, we got to ride the minivan, and it was awesome, because, like, they couldn't have, you know, even though it was free, because they picked us out when I'm getting ready to go into Magical Express, like, hey. And the thing was, I wouldn't have gotten it, except I couldn't find my Magic Band. It was in my computer bag. And so, like, I had to pull over to the side there, you know, those empty, like, car rental counters, whatever there. And so I'm digging. I'm kind of stressed. I'm like, oh, man, tell me I didn't leave my Magic Bands back, like, on the computer desk. Because I always leave something. Right. But finally, I pulled it out. And I think that pause, like, they were looking like, oh, my gosh, this guy's going to freak out because he can't find his Magic Band. Maybe that was why. I don't know. But we were lucky. And the same thing. Like, I was like, oh, I hope they don't charge us for this. And they didn't. Guy couldn't have been nicer. Like, you know, told us, he even let us put, like, background loops on the car and stuff. We talked Disney the whole time. It was awesome. Yeah, awesome.
That's awesome.
Very lucky. All right, give us some more. We got about 10 minutes.
All right, Mary, this one is really cool, Mary. She said, many eons ago, I went on a trip to Disney by writing a poem.
What?
That's awesome. Like,
that must have been a good poem.
That must have been a good poem. I can't believe that that happened. So that's really cool. Congratulations on winning the cruise or winning the trip. That's really cool. It was Eric, by the way, who got to stay at the Grand Floridian in the Roy Disney Suite, which was so awesome.
And I'm telling you guys, go to this thread because there's pictures with a lot of these stories. That thing is unreal. I would have never left. I would have never gone to sleep. I'd have been like toothpicks with my eyes open. Like, I can sleep when I get home, man, in my little house. I'm going to stay awake.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't have happened. So, that's pretty cool. So, okay. So Kate says, during a trip in July of 2017, we're in Epcot heading past the popcorn stand by the pin store. There was a single cast member standing there with a bubble gun. Everyone was on a mission and just passing by, and our four kids stopped and played with her and her bubbles for about 10 minutes. Before we left, she asked me if they could have ice cream, and she gave them a Mickey bar each. So, it's so cool.
Again. Best kind of cast members giving out ice cream.
Yep.
God, that's so good. Love this.
It's one of the small things of here's an ice cream. You
totally.
Know? All right, Melissa says, my 9-year-old loves Slinky Dog Dash. We managed to get a single fast pass on our last night so that she could get in one final ride before we left the next morning. She rode the ride and was the first one to exit, but stopped to hold the gate for everyone else on the ride with her. A cast member noticed and ran after us to invite our whole family to the front of the line to ride one more time before the park closed. It was a great way to end the trip. That is so cool. Like, this random act of kindness that not many people would think about doing, you know, and this 9-year-old just was like, here, I'll hold the gate for everybody. And that's so awesome.
I love that because she did something nice for everybody else and they got to have a special treat, especially at the very end of the trip, because that's so sad. But it's like, man, what better way than go to the front line one last bonus ride on Slinky Dog as you're leaving your trip? Oh man, that's perfect.
Yep. Now, this one's not an upgrade or anything like that. It's from Paul, and he says, my daughter dancing with a cast member at the Block Party Bash, which was a parade that actually used to happen at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And it was an interesting parade. I remember seeing it in person. So back in the day, Disney's Hollywood Studios had parades. this is a long time ago, that tells you. And so they made their way through. And then halfway through, they would have a musical break where they danced and brought kids out and adults too and into the street, and they danced with them, and then they went back. And yeah, it was. I remember that parade. It was a really lot of fun parade. So
that's so funny because today, as my screensaver was on my computer, I saw a picture of my sister-in-law who we took down years ago. And she was dancing out in front. It was Sully was on the float, and it was like, you know, the dancer people were out in the street, and she was dancing in the same parade. And I was like, I haven't seen that forever. Yeah, good times.
Yep. All right. Brandy says, we went to Galaxy's Edge in November. My 8-year-old daughter dressed as Rey, and we were taking photos with the PhotoPass photographer in front of the X-Wing when the character Rey approached my daughter, and they had a lovely chat and a couple of photos taken before Rey had to go. It was my daughter's favorite part about the whole trip. Oh. Love it.
You know, and here's the thing. It doesn't have to be my kid. I love seeing the kids get to meet their, like, you know, like kids dressed up like Rey. I've seen like strollers that look like, land speeders and all kinds of stuff in Galaxy's Edge. I mean, there's big time Star Wars fans. But when the kids that are dressed like that character get to meet that character, I love seeing that stuff. Doesn't have to be my kid. Just like seeing it.
Yep. All right. Nina says, I received a $225 credit. Okay. Now I'm curious. All right. Kindly transferred my luggage from Boardwalk to Pop. When I arrived at my room in Pop, I saw some of my luggage in a laundry bag. I didn't think much of it and thought I must have left some clothes at the Boardwalk, and they moved it for me. Went to the front desk to check what credit card was linked to my room and the balance to pay, and they said that I had a $225 credit. I had no idea why. It was my 30th birthday trip, but I didn't think that would be a reason. The front desk said that there was a note that my bag broke during the transfer and that it was to buy a new suitcase. The laundry bag I had seen in my room was from them replacing my bag, so it didn't bust open again. My bag wasn't actually broken, but overfilled, so the zipper had split. However, removing excess items ensured that it stayed closed. I had just purchased a cheap duffel for all my stuff, and there was no problem with my suitcase. So, again, that's
That's awesome because you know what I'm doing. If I get a $225 credit, I'm going on Amazon Basics and buying the 3-piece set for like $69 and coming out way ahead.
Exactly.
That's what I use now. Okay, so we're just about out of time. See if you can find like one more. And I hope you're enjoying the show today because, again, we were going to do kind of a flower and garden preview. We'll do that next week because Ricky's going down this weekend. Yeah. I just thought with the timing, with this week being a little stressful on a lot of people, let's make the podcast positive and let's kind of have an escape. And hopefully you found some smiles and a little warm feeling in your heart today. So go ahead, Ricky.
All right. So I think this is a great one to end on. And like you said, there are so many fantastic stories and we can only get to a few. But this is kind of a nice bookend based off of what you started with. So Diane says, last August, my 5-year-old son's one and only goal was to watch Happily Ever After. He had been watching videos of the show on YouTube for months leading up to our trip. Due to some delays at our Beer Guest dinner on our Magic Kingdom day, we missed half the show. He cried all the way out of the park. He was so upset. Dude, I'd cry all the way out of the park too if that's what I was looking forward to the most. So the next day, I went to guest services to inquire about purchasing an extra park pass for him and I to go watch the show. Instead, they credited our bands with day passes for our entire family of 9. I literally cried right there at the desk. A truly magical moment. That it is. 100%. That's incredible. Yeah.
You know, I love a kid that's pumped up for Happily Ever After. That's my kind of kid.
Yeah. That's true.
Because that's what did that show has grown on me so much. That is, I love that show.
It's a great show.
All right. So we got to put a wrap on it because we don't want to go too long. But here's the deal. Okay. So if you're listening to today's show and hopefully it's brought you a little cheer in an otherwise kind of gloomy week, drop by the Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Like Ricky just mentioned, lots of other stories, amazing pictures that go along with a lot of these stories as well. The kids, the sweets, and all these other things that have happened. Basically, a lot of smiles and kind of unexpected looks, like jaw-dropping looks on our listeners. But also add yours, too, if you don't mind. And let's kind of keep this going. We might revisit this here if we need to over the next few weeks as stuff's happening. Because the whole thing is, you know, we can't take ourselves too seriously here on the podcast. We always want to keep you up to date with all the news. We did that kind of last week, all the stuff happening. We're going to talk about Flower and Garden next week. But we're a family, and I think the best way with this podcast and with our communities kind of take care of each other. And you guys did that for me as the day we're recording. The day we're recording was very stressful for me. You know, a lot of folks are having, a lot of uncertainty about their Disney trips. And I try to, you know, make sure everybody gets, I feel bad for folks that this might be a once in every 5 years trip or once in a lifetime trip. And all this uncertainty is throwing them into, you know, disarray. And I take this stuff very personal. I hate to see that for anybody. You know, I want everybody to have the best trip possible. So I've been a little stressed, and reading through this is kind of, you know, it's made me feel a little bit better about humanity and all these lucky things that have happened. So thank you to everybody who took the time to add to that thread. Keep adding to it. It's kind of a therapy thread at this point, and we'll share some more of these. But there's a lot of good stuff out there, and we're going to make it through all this. I mean, I know it's kind of uncertainty, but we're going to keep keeping it positive here. So if you need that escape, that's what we're going to be for you. And we'll still have news and stuff, but it's going to be, you know, stuff that's, it's, you know, it's not CNN. We're going to make it. I promise. We're going to get through this together. So Ricky, thanks for sharing all those. You did a great job reading them, and you picked out some great ones.
I mean, again, it's so hard to pick out, you know, there are so many great things that people have had happen to them and experienced. And so like, it was so hard to pick out just a few, but I'm so appreciative of everybody that shared because like you said, it does help warm your heart. So, you know, it's a good thing.
It is. All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And yes, we are still taking vacations. We are still traveling. So drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. Check out all the great trip planning tools, great pictures of the resorts, menus. You got all of the itineraries for Disney Cruise Line up through summer of 2021. Just, it's a great trip planning tool to kind of get started. And then while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And make sure you remind them that you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And you and I will be planning that next great Disney adventure. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're going to get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show, especially in these times. So please use it as often as you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at brguestmike. Lots happening this weekend with Ricky heading down to Walt Disney World. And of course, there'll be updates on facebook.com/brguestpodcast. And again, find the thread for today's show. We'll pin that towards the top and add your thoughts as well. All right, we are going to get out of here and wish you just an awesome weekend. Let's all be happy. Let's all make it a great weekend. Cheer somebody up around you. When you cheer somebody else up, it makes you feel better too. So get out there and make somebody's Friday, and maybe you'll make their entire weekend too. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe out there, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.